From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Liberian voters are waiting for the results of yesterday's run for president. It pits former sports star George Weah against Vice President Joseph Boakye. Reuters says the National Elections Commission has asked both candidates and media not to declare victory ahead of a formal announcement of results expected later today. VOA's James Budde is in Monrovia. He spoke about the wait.
So they are supposed to have a news conference to give what probably will be their first preliminary official results from Tuesday's runoff election. Mwea Chai of the African Union said that based on what they are told by their observers, the electoral process on Tuesday was held in a peaceful and transparent manner.
That's VOA's James Budde in Monrovia. A blast tore through a supermarket in Russia's St. Petersburg on Wednesday evening, injuring at least 10 shoppers, investigators say. Alexander Kloss, head of St. Petersburg Investigative Committee, spoke to Reuters. He says, at the moment, an investigative group has been formed on the case. Multiple investigative and search procedures are underway, and all possible versions of what has happened are being worked on. No one was killed, and so far, no claims of responsibility. The explosion was caused by a homemade bomb packed with pieces of metal. Meanwhile, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he's organizing a nationwide protest on January 28th to call for a boycott of next year's presidential elections. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a terrorist and said it was impossible for Syrian peace efforts to continue with Assad.
Вот ровно поэтому и нужно участвовать в нашей забастовке избирателей. Не защищать Навального, а защищать свое собственное право влиять на власть.
And now we'll hear from President Erdogan.
About Syria, first of all, it is impossible to continue with Assad. Why? How can we embrace the future with a Syrian president who has killed close to a million of his citizens?
Turkey has long demanded the removal of Assad from power and backed rebels fighting to overthrow him. The United States military said Wednesday that an airstrike in Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants on Sunday morning. The strike hit militants in rural Birhani area, about 50 kilometers northwest of Kismayo in southern Somalia. A Somali military commander in the area told VOA they were killed with a drone strike. Also on Wednesday, a senior Somali commander said more than 20 al-Shabaab militants, including two mid-level commanders, have surrendered to the Somali security forces over the past 2 weeks. U.S. President Barack Obama told Britain's Prince Harry one danger of the internet is that people can have entirely different realities and surround themselves with information that reinforces their current biases. White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has more.
Prince Harry interviewed President Obama in September for Wednesday's broadcast on BBC Radio. The former U.S. leader, who left office in January after serving 8 years, said it is important that online communities move offline and allow people to get to know each other. He added that in person, it's more difficult to be as obnoxious and cruel as people can be online. Obama said he missed the work of the president because it was fascinating, but that he had a sense of serenity in leaving the office and now has the ability to focus his efforts on long-term problems in a way he could not while in the White House. Peter Heinlein, VOA News.
I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.